This is Mistress Emma Jane. In my last post, I shared with you some tidbits about my ass slut. My ass slut who loves to show off on cam. Now, I told you about things that happen when he's getting ready during the day for our ass play ventures together. So now, I'm going to tell you a bit about what it is that transpires when he hits that on button. After I've had him play on and off all day long, I then check to make sure that he has the toys and the lube right there ready and waiting to go. And he always does. Now, speaking of toys, let me assure you that he does in fact have quite an arsenal. Not as big as my arsenal, mind you, but it certainly is admirable, and we add to it on a regular basis. I take a moment, think about what I would like him to use at the particular time, since what I choose is purely mood-driven, what I happen to fancy in any given moment. Plus, this keeps him alert and awake, as it were, because he doesn't know what to expect. Now, he knows I have my favorites, but that's no guarantee that I will want him to use those favorites, or when. I let him wander for a bit while he's prepping everything, and then I decide on what that first toy will be. Since he can't be prepared for the choices, that certainly makes him a little more eager, a little more excited. So we begin with the first toy. We always progress through, I would say, a minimum of 4 toys, often more, and I have him get busy. He knows the drill. We lube, we put the toy in position, and we sit down on it. Of course, he wouldn't dare take any of those steps without permission and guidance, but he certainly learned the protocol. Now, once he begins this sliding up and down, he is allowed to put his hands anywhere he would like, except for one place. And since he knows what lies ahead, he is more than willing to follow the rules. Yes, he wants to stroke more than anything. And those hands may start to wander that way, but do they touch? No, they do not. Why? It's simple enough. He's waiting on that moment that I decide he's jumped through enough hoops for me at the moment. I am amused, and I have him on a really big toy. The one that is to be the last one in the lineup. I eventually, or at least most of the time, tell him to go ahead and put his hand right where he wants it to be. He has earned this moment by amusing me, being the ass queen that I am. So he'll start bouncing like crazy, moving up and down, hand flying back and forth like it's on fire. And then he just can't contain himself. Sometimes there's the announcement of that moment of truth. Sometimes it sneaks up on him. But that's just part of the fun in ass play. Sometimes you see that orgasm coming. Sometimes you just don't. If you're curious about ass play, or maybe you've dabbled a little bit and would like a little guidance, or you're an old pro, have your own arsenal of toys, and would just like to share that with a woman who is absolutely in love with men's asses, give me a call, Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com at 800-601-6975. Be sure you have your fingers or toys and plenty of lube because you are going to need it.